The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
They're blaming these guys. That's a joke. Just got kicked out of the game for talking to LeBron James. You are not getting a compliment.
Also, EA Sports says college football is back. Let's go. Oh man, this is the biggest sports story in the world today.
I heard Juliana's going to be a panelist next week.
Tom Brady again saying he'll consider playing past the age of 45. You've heard it before. How do you hear it this time before Super Bowl number 10, Woody Page?
I love it. If he wants to keep playing, an old person should be able to continue his job if he's doing it well. And so I think that's fantastic for him. People have talked about, well, if he wins the Super Bowl, he should walk away like John Elway and Peyton Manning did. You know why they walked away? Not because they won the Super Bowl. Both of them told me because their bodies had just totally were destroyed at that point. Peyton Manning couldn't recover from the injury that year. John Elway was going to have leg surgery again if he came back. So as long as Tom Brady is healthy, as long as he's playing at this level of football, and Tom House, who is sort of his mentor, the ex-major league pitcher, says that his arm strength is as good as it was early in his career. So I think he continues. If he wants to be George Blanda and go out after another 10 years, fine for him. I'm all for it.
Okay, Ramona Shelburne, how seriously are you taking Brady saying he wants to play through age 45?
Look, I'm taking it very seriously. I've always believed that he wants to play as long as he possibly can. And I think he will know when it's time. But the guy threw for 40 touchdown passes this year, almost 4,500 yards. He's not playing in that, like, dink and dunk offense anymore. He's airing it out down the field. He's, as Woody said, he's got the arm strength that he's had his whole career. So until we see some physical decline from him where it doesn't look like he can do it anymore, go play. I don't want to see him running around out there getting hurt, but he doesn't look like that at all right now.
Donde?
Yeah, he's still top 10 in most categories, Ramona, and top 3 in passing yards and passing touchdowns. And usually when athletes want to stick around, we don't want to see them do it because it feels like they're being selfish. In this case, I feel like we're the beneficiaries because we get to continue to see one of the best to ever do it. Maybe not at the top of his game, but he's still producing at a high level. So I want him to do it selfishly for me, even if Tom Brady isn't being selfish in this case. He should continue playing as long as he wants.
Okay, so I'm hearing everybody endorse this, and Frank, I'll turn to you now. You know, Woody brought up George Blanda. He was kicking in his mid-40s and played quarterback once or twice, and this has never been done before. What are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking about athletes that do keep themselves in tip-top shape. Look at Tom Brady. Look at LeBron James. So 45 is really the new 35 now with sports. And, Tony, only you care about your diet more than Tom Brady, who's eating avocado ice cream. So as long as he's healthy, let's face it, it's all about competition. The fact that he still loves to play, he loves the competition. That's why LeBron's going at a high level. Everyone wanted Michael Jordan to ride off into the sunset when he hit that shot against the Utah Jazz. He wanted to continue playing. And here's the thing about Tom Brady. Up here, it's a masterclass. He has the game completely figured out, so why give it up now when you have everything figured out?
There's somebody who dressed for today's show like he's giving a masterclass. Love the look, Frank. I saw very Bond Bill in 1980.
Watch your mouth.
It's like a TED Talk.
Okay, but the fear here is somebody has a Willie Mays falling down in the outfield moment when they are now past that point, and that comes very quick when you're 44 at 45, Adonde. Is that coming to play at all?
I don't think so. One reason why is that Brady and the Bucs have figured out a way to mitigate the risk, right? If you look at the NFC Championship, for example, the passes he threw were in positions where if his receivers caught it, that was it. And two of the interceptions were basically like punts, right? The interceptions that he's throwing even are low risk because they're basically serving as punts.
So even his interceptions are the greatest of all time. Very well said, Jaden.
They're smart. They're well
We're going to move on. Danny Amendola, his former teammate and former Patriots receiver, saying the Patriot way is Tom Brady. It's not Bill Belichick. He said this on First Things First on FS1 yesterday. Has this season answered the question whether the Patriots dynasty was more Brady than Belichick for you, Frank?
Oh, come on now. Obviously, Tom Brady was a huge part of it, just like Joe Montana was a huge part of what San Francisco was able to do. I think it's disrespectful for the guys that played defense. Remember, they won that Super Bowl against the Rams because of their defense. Tom Brady had a great late drive. So, yes, I get it. Matthew Stafford didn't want to go to New England because of Bill Belichick. Good for you. Look at his record, and we'll look at your record. And guess what? Bill Belichick would be the first one to tell you, yes, Tom Brady had a lot to do with the success, but there's other people, other coaches that have a lot to do with it as well.
J.A.?
Yeah, you have to give Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft. Those are two of the constants in this Patriot run that they've had, the two decades. But what we're seeing is that the Patriot way really doesn't make the players feel good. And so they're not going to be willing to give credit to them because what's part of the Patriot way? We get rid of guys too early rather than too late, right? And so you don't give those nice parting gift contracts like the Lakers give to Kobe Bryant. And so it's a flaw in the Patriot way that Tom Brady isn't finishing his career in New England. And so, yes, Amendola and others have a right to criticize that aspect of it, but that doesn't mean it doesn't work. It just isn't popular with the players.
Woody, when you saw the season play out and Brady's now going to the Super Bowl and Belichick, of course, didn't even make the playoffs, did you think this was more Brady than Belichick all these years?
Yes, I do, because let's think about the two times that Brady wasn't there with Belichick. That would have been the year that he injured his knee early on. Matt Cassell came in. Guess what happened? They didn't go to the playoffs. What happened last year with Cam Newton, who's been in the Super Bowl? Did that look like that was the Patriot way? I don't think so. Outside Gillette Stadium, they should have Patriot way running into Brady way. I think that's the solution here, that Matt Stafford didn't want to go there because he realizes that it was all about Tom Brady more so than about Bill Belichick. We'll see going forward, since they're both going to be around for another 5 to 10 years.
Ed Ramona Shelburne, how about you?
Look, the quarterback's out there having to execute, and you're never going to take that away from the player on the field, the man in the arena. The coach sets everybody up for success. They create the environment for success, but Tom Brady's the one throwing the passes. And I've always given him more credit for what the Patriots were able to accomplish because he's the one who's out there executing. He's the one getting hit or not getting hit, which is why he's still playing at 43 at this level. And he's translated this to his third team, to the Buccaneers, who have now a chance to win here in his first year. I mean, I think right now all you do is sit back and appreciate Tom Brady, and then let's see what Belichick does for a counterargument.
Frank, I saw the last word after the horn.
And we're not, how are we 100% sure that if he had been drafted by another team, by the way, he got passed over by a lot of teams, had he gone to a different organization that he would have become Tom Brady? So why don't we give a little bit credit to what Jay said, the owner, the coach, and a lot of his teammates. They did a very good job putting the right players around Tom Brady.
Can't get enough of this look from my solo today. Look at me and look at you. I mean, the two of us, really, this is, can you just scream, you got 24 hours into the camera right now? This is uncut gems here.
Watch your mouth and get that money.
All right, one more story here, and again, I now present this without comment. The deliberations in Atlanta last night between LeBron and the fans.
They're blaming these guys. That's a joke.
Just got kicked out of the game for talking to LeBron James. For talking to my husband. LeBron James looked at my husband during the game and cussed him out.
I don't feel like it was warranted to be kicked out. There was a back and forth between two grown men.
All right, so there's a lot really to talk about here, Jay and Donde, but I turn to you first and say, what is this?
Well, it's a health risk during a pandemic, right, in which people are not following the protocols and not wearing their masks while courtside. The Hawks rules say you have to wear your mask at all times within the arena. So even in that rant in the hallway, she's not wearing her mask properly. Now, they also do say that you need a negative COVID test within 48 hours of tip-off. So apparently the patrons passed that. But one thing they don't say is what the penalties. And so if you want to avoid things like that, and in particular the non-proper mask wearing, stipulate harsh penalties like your season tickets will be revoked if you don't follow the COVID protocols. That's the most important thing here.
Ramona Shelburne, what is this?
Look, I'm going to make an admission right now that you're never going to think of me the same way.
Oh, no.
Okay? I am a Real Housewives of Atlanta watcher.
Okay. All right. I
watch it a lot. Yep. I watch a lot of Bravo shows.
And this reminded you of that?
And I felt like this was an audition tape. I mean, my goodness, is this woman going to be on the show next year? Like, this was amazing.
We all know what this is. I mean, the world is NBA courts this, pun intended, right? They want players and fans to have this type of interaction during game. Now, maybe not an ejection in this case, but this is what they're going for. People who want to spend that type of money sitting that close and feel like they can almost interact, but you don't want that during a game when a player. Go ahead, Ramona. You know what I'm talking about here.
Well, I think LeBron liked it. Like, LeBron liked the trash talk. He said, I didn't think they should have been kicked out. Now, he's wrong. They should have. They took their masks off, et cetera. But then he threw, like, the ultimate shade at her because, as a Real Housewives of Atlanta watcher, I know how to throw some shade. He's like, at first I thought that was her dad.
Okay, all right. Yeah, Ramona, now you might get yourself in trouble. Woody Page, how about you?
Well, I hate to disagree with the housewife of Los Angeles, but I've got to do it. That I want to blame the Atlanta Hawks here because why are they putting people at courtside? They got tarps around every other arena in the bubble last year. Why in the world don't you make the fans send 10 or 12 rows up, make sure that they keep their mask, go around, have security go around and make sure everybody's keeping their mask on. And I just think the Hawks mishandled this situation. And here we're going to have an all-star game in Atlanta. Are they going to let those people come down? Will one of the players do a slam dunk over her during halftime or something? I don't think it makes any sense whatsoever that they were sitting there abusing the players like they were, and the referee did the right thing to eject them.
So, Frank, I believe historically you have seen firsthand fans get with players in the middle of a game and screaming. I'm thinking of Spike Lee right now. And do you think the NBA wants this?
Well, you're 100% right, Tony. How the NBA courts this, and everyone on this panel has sat courtside at a game. And when you sit courtside, anybody that's within the vicinity of the players, they act so much differently. All of a sudden, decorum is out the window, and people think they want to become part of it. And you mentioned Spike Lee. Drake is the same way in Toronto. So people, when they sit courtside, feel like, yes, I want to have this back and forth with players. I am now part of the show. And remember this, too. We haven't had fans for a while. There was only about 2,000 people in there. So anything that you're saying to LeBron is a lot more intimate. If there were 18,000 people there last night, maybe doesn't hear it. So you're saying something that, you know, his head perks up and he gets, and now he's talking back to you. And then she really went after him and they got tossed.
Okay. All right, coming up, what are we going to talk about? Oh, the Colorado Rockies. I believe they made a trade this week. Woody, did you see that? I haven't seen your opinion on that. Also, there was a press conference today. Woody, did you ask a question? That hadn't crossed our radar. Oh, boy. Mr. Woody Page of the Colorado Rockies in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best-dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars, folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person, too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season at the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code HORN.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
We injected Woody Page with Truth Serum during the commercial break. Woody, answer this question. When they called your name on the press conference on Zoom today, were you muted? because you didn't talk for 5 seconds. Were you muted? You're muted now. Let's go.
Based
roll
on,
tape.
The performance of your general manager.
Still going.
And also, why haven't you considered firing yourself?
Still going.
So the answer to all those are no.
Oh, Woody.
That's
incredible job. That's the question that needs to be asked. Rockies
That's
owner
amazing.
Dick Montfort and GM Jeff Breidich letting it be known today. It was Nolan Arenado's choice to be traded, and that they were put in this position, and that this is just part of human existence, Breidich said. Woody, the floor is yours. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I had a follow-up question as soon as I started saying.
Oh, no, okay, all right, yes. Muted, okay, right, please, go ahead.
Yeah, the point is, and I've tweeted about it all weekend, that this is the second worst trade in Major League Baseball history. It rates with Herschel Walker in football. We know what the number one trade was, Red Sox to the Yankees. But this was the worst press conference in the history of baseball. So we'll go down the record on that. Yeah. In regard to Arenado, he is the best defensive third baseman in all of baseball. And you give up $50 million in addition to that to the St. Louis Cardinals, and you get five guys nobody's ever heard of. Four of them didn't even play
last year. All right, all right. Hold on a second. Tell us how you really feel about the trade. Talk
Terrible.
To me about how they got to this. How can you not make it work with the best player on your team?
Well, this goes back 7, 8, 9 years ago when one was a farm director and one was a great young prospect, and the Rockies would not bring him up. It was sort of like the Chris Bryant situation in Chicago. They were trying to save that extra year, and they told him he had a bad attitude. One of the nicest guys in the history of Major League Baseball. He came up, he was brilliant, 8 Gold Gloves, and yet, he didn't want to be here his entire career and not have a division-winning team. And he said to them, if you're not going to surround me, I'd like to go somewhere else. So finally they decided to do that.
And now it was Nada Fernando, as you said, Woody Page, which I really appreciated as well. Do we even have time left in the rest of the show? Ramona Shelburne, quickly, just what transpired with the Rockies and Woody Page?
Well, look, I mean, Woody teed off and gave voice to what I'm sure a lot of Rockies fans are feeling in the wake of this trade. The real side of this story that we're going to see, though, is what happens with Trevor Story, okay? If they're really not rebuilding, if they're not tearing it down like a lot of clubs in baseball are doing and bottoming it out with a $30 million payroll or whatever it's going to be, then they'll keep Trevor Story and they'll sign him to a big extension. But if they are doing that, if they're
okay, but Ramona, they did sign Nolan Arenado to an enormous deal, and here we are years later, Adande.
Didn't they watch The Last Dance? Don't you realize you're not supposed to choose the general manager over the superstar?
Yeah, and what this press conference today was what he's saying, and I take this personally. And how about you, Frank Isola?
Yeah, and Woody's right, but I'm sorry for him. It's great for baseball because now he's going to a market like St. Louis. Think about over the years, Ozzie Smith, Scott Rowland, Jim Edmonds, now Arenado. It's great for baseball fans because St. Louis is always in contention.
Woody Seeing Page, 61. That's how you do a press conference, Woody Page. Buy or sell two, Matt LaFleur saying there's no doubt Aaron Rodgers will be the Packers quarterback next year and for a long time. While that was happening, former Packer T.J. Lang was talking to WXYT, The Ticket, and said that Rodgers is going to make the Packers pay and will be, quote, hell-bent on revenge, end quote. Will it be No Doubt Harmony or hell-bent rancid, Frank Isola?
I think it'll be Harmony because once the emotions die down a little bit, let's remember, Aaron Rodgers is a great player, but first, second, and third down, before they kicked it on fourth down, he was not at his best. So he should take a little accountability.
Whoa, okay, Ramona Shelburne, how about you?
Oh man! Look, they're groveling. They're making him feel good after the way that season ended, and I think that's a smart move to kind of reconcile with your star quarterback. But they can make him feel even better if they sign him to an extension. If they give him some extra money, if they can.
What did they expect to happen after you go out and draft a quarterback in the first round instead of a wide receiver? They might not have been in that situation if they'd hired somebody that was really good out of the draft. I don't blame him for revenge. He has shown them this year that he got over it, and he should take them for every bit of money he could possibly get.
And Jay Adande.
similar to Frank, I mean, if the trending topic is that Brady deserves most of the credit for what happened in New England, shouldn't we be assessing some more blame for Aaron Rodgers for the shortcomings of the Packers?
Okay. If it does, I saw you were nodding along with Adande. I guess that's all I need to know about the points here. All right, Shelver done. Isola's done.
Woody, give him five eight, for the turtleneck.
Wow, perfecto. Oh, look at this. And now, Woody, you're going to be talking about EA College Football. Oh, when was the last time you played a video game, Woody? Maybe you could just apply electric football, you know, the old game with the The biggest story in sports, EA College Football, back in 2 minutes.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Devin Booker's game winner last night. Was this a Phoenix win or is this another Dallas loss? Woody Page, first to you.
It's about the Dallas Mavericks. As soon as Luka started whining about his teammates and his team, I think they've just gone into the tank totally.
Jay Adande.
Now, Woody, this is a W for the Phoenix Suns and another feather in the cap or whatever metaphor you want to use for Chris Paul. Everywhere he goes, the teams get better. Maybe he doesn't put him in championship contention, but they get better.
I know you make picks before every season, Jay. You did not have Dallas being the 13th seed right now in the Western Conference. We'll move on. There has been no EA NCAA football since 2014, the Denard Robinson edition. And now, what do we have here? EA announcing college football will return. What this means, nobody knows. J.A., what just happened?
This means all the fans got what they wanted, but the players still haven't gotten what they wanted, fair compensation. So I can't be that excited until we know the players are going to get paid for their likeness.
J.A., though, and you know, being a West Coast guy, that the Pac-12 teams are only going to be able to play three games a year against your friend. And if you go over to his house and you're getting ready to play EA and the protocol says you can't play because of coronavirus, it's not going to work.
That's the least fun answer you could possibly say here. Okay, Woody, how'd you let it get away from you? Jay Adande, 30 seconds.
I didn't win. What do you mean?
The latest MLB scandal involves the allegations against Mickey Callaway, the Angels pitching coach, former Mets manager, by several female journalists who said he basically sexually harassed them. And it makes you wonder, why don't the major league teams talk to the journalists who cover these managers and these executives before they hire them? You don't think you'd get some good intel from the people who are around them every day, and you might find out stuff like this before you hire them rather than it coming out after? Talk to the journalists. They know. You give them the Hall of Fame vote.
And the Mets, again, saying they're going to look at their hiring practices? Yeah, I think everybody has to look at their hiring practices. 65.